VentureCast.
So on this episode 4 of Big Truth, we're going to talk about boundaries. And personally, I feel like if this would have been taught as a general class early in my adolescence, it would have impacted me in a really powerful way and equipped me to be a more functioning, healthy adult.
Big truth,
big hope, big hurts, big chances.
Big truth,
big dreams, big goals, big consequences.
Big truth,
big love, big lies, big choices.
Big Truth with Pastor Julie Norwood Cooper.
Raise your hand. Hi. Come on, let me see your hand. Yeah. Okay. Both my hands are raised and my legs, if that was possible. I wish that this would have been taught in school, like English and home ec. Do they even have home ec anymore? Anyway, I'm not familiar with a class that taught us about healthy boundaries in our lives. I mean, maybe it was like sprinkled in when we were like kindergarten age, you know, don't touch. That's a healthy boundary, right? Don't do this. Don't do that. But I mean, like, let's unpack this thing today. As functioning, wonderful, smart, intelligent, creative human being adults, a lot of us don't know how to have healthy boundaries in our lives. And it affects everything. It can affect our finances, our relationships, our careers, personal things. Boundaries, man, they're necessary. And we're going to unpack that today on Big Truth. So let me back up just a little bit because I'm passionate about this topic. I said, when we have boundaries, it affects everything. But on the opposite side, because there's two sides to every coin, when you don't have healthy boundaries, it affects everything as well. When those boundaries are absent and non-existent, it leads into stress and confusion and emotions that really aren't necessary if someone would have just taught us about healthy boundaries, how to have them, what they are, and how to implement them and keep them in your life. It makes for a lot less messiness in our life. All right, so my daughter and I were having this conversation because she's 31 and she's learning about healthy boundaries through various means. And so we were having a conversation about it not so long ago and it hit a chord with me. And I was like, yes, I discovered the blessing and the benefit and the necessity of having healthy boundaries in my life not so many years ago, right? And I'm a grown adult, probably got more life behind me than ahead of me. We were talking about boundaries and she said, Mama, what's the difference between a wall and a boundary? And almost instinctively, I said, walls aren't as movable. Boundaries are totally movable. Boundaries are healthy because they serve you. Walls sometimes don't serve you. They isolate you. And boundaries are set by your own discretion and your own purpose and the season that you're in and where you're trying to go and where you're not trying to go. Another really great thing about boundaries in your life that are healthy and set by you that serve you is they keep you and other people accountable because boundaries honor your needs, your standards, and they promote self-worth and less stress because they're a standard and it's based upon your standards and what is acceptable, healthy, and good and beneficial for you. So the pastor in me is coming out because I don't want this to sound like it's all about me or I, right, in our I culture, but it is about you when it comes to healthy boundaries, because each of us have standards. And when those standards aren't adhered to, it could be because we haven't communicated that, but it could also be that people will get away with what they can get away with. And that's where having healthy boundaries comes into play. So while it is all about the Lord, because we are ultimately His creation and we belong to Him, we are the managers of our lives. We are stewards. It's called stewardship. And God holds us accountable. And we are here to live our best life right now. Because that's what Jesus died for, was life and life more abundantly. So when we have standards and boundaries in our life that are healthy, that help protect us and promote us, it's a win-win situation. Go Jesus. Why are boundaries important in our life? Well, healthy boundaries are necessary components for self-care because without boundaries, we feel depleted, taken advantage of, maybe even taken for granted or used, honestly. But healthy boundaries help us take care of ourselves by giving us permission to say no to things and to not take everything on. Healthy boundaries ultimately promote what is important to you and your well-being. And really, you teach people how to treat you, and having boundaries are basic guidelines for how you want to be treated. It's the basic foundation so people know how to treat you, and it establishes their behavior toward you and around you. Setting boundaries can ensure that relationships can be mutually respectful, appropriate, caring, and healthy. And who doesn't need more of that in their life? So by definition, how do you define boundaries? Well, it's kind of like a fence, right? Not a wall, but a fence. It's that point of contact that things are going to be different. It's the unofficial rules about what should be done and what is acceptable, which can breed more self-confidence and safety. And that is why some people don't like it when you have personal boundaries. That's okay. Let them get over it. You stick to your boundaries because you're all about being a better version of yourself. At this juncture, I feel like there are some of us that feel like if we implement boundaries and we enforce them in our life on whatever level, we might hurt someone's feelings, right? They might think that we're being mean to them or something negative like that. If that's the case, chances are they're not even familiar with having the benefit and blessing and necessity of having boundaries in their own lives. So you can teach them while you're implementing and sticking to your boundaries. Let's take a couple minutes and talk about setting boundaries. Now, this is individually geared, but you may have boundaries at work, in your relationships with your family. They might be physical, they might be financial, there might even be time boundaries that you have in place, like protecting the use of your time. The number one thing for setting a boundary, are you ready? Drum roll, please, is to be intentional. Yeah, you have to be committed to them, right? You have to feel free to add to them, to subtract from them, to move them, and to rearrange them. But really, at the foundation of any boundary is the consistency and the intention to keep it where you need it to be. Just remember, boundaries are not some rigid set of law or lines that can never be moved or altered. Boundaries are a way to take care of yourself. And when you understand how to set them and then maintain them, healthy boundaries can really avoid a lot of resentment, disappointment, anger, and that frustration that builds up. And ain't nobody got time for buildup, right? By definition, boundaries means anything that makes a border. It's a real or imagined line that marks the edge or limit of something or the limit of a subject, principle, or relationship. I know in my own life, before I really understood and implemented healthy boundaries, I had some really unhealthy boundaries. And what that looked like in my life was that I told too much too soon. I felt overwhelmed a lot, either like by work, ministry, relationships, and then that overwhelmingness started to defeat me. And I felt like, well, nobody cares. But in reality, I wasn't implementing anything healthy. I wasn't able to express what I needed, wanted, or expected. And that generated a feeling of hopelessness and inadequacy. And for the grand finale of not having healthy boundaries in my life, I tried to make everyone happy because my approval rating was really important to me, not realizing that I wasn't even approving of myself. So how foolish of me to expect it from other people. So earlier on this podcast, I mentioned my daughter who's learning boundaries as I am. So I asked her for a little bit of insight to share with you today. And the question is, what have you learned about boundaries for yourself?
I know that they're delicate. I know that they're necessary. I know that they're something that a lot of people learn by being violated. They are a form of self-preservation. They are not put in place to make the other party comfortable. They're put in place to preserve yourself.
Awesome. Thank you for sharing. Can you give encouragement to someone who's just starting this boundaries journey?
Just keep learning about them, not hopefully through trial and error, but I mean, there's podcasts and there's books and there's stories and people are very knowledgeable about them, but you've got to find the right kind of approach that works for you. So it takes just a little bit of research and figuring out what's right for you as opposed to modeling what someone else has shown you.
Can you share something that's changed in your life since you've implemented boundaries?
confidence, I think. So yeah, just keep practicing and figuring out what is and what aren't boundaries, and being able to like assess that, name it, and then communicate it to another person.
Amazing. Thank you. Standing ovation for you. Self-love, self-growth is always an investment worth the effort, and setting healthy boundaries in your life is part of that. So from this point on, be intentional. Set those boundaries, realizing that they are movable, but they're for your protection, growth, and security. Might be a little bit uncomfortable at first, but don't give up. Keep practicing, keep swimming, and keep setting those boundaries. It's kind of like you got to be agreeable to be uncomfortable that you can increase your capacity to grow. So thanks for sharing that today. All right, that's going to do it for us on boundaries this episode. Thank you for your time and attention, opening your heart and mind to what God would say to you through life experiences and wisdom of just living, not always perfectly, but living faithfully. And that's really what it's all about. I'd also like to share with you an invitation to stay connected with me through my texting community. This is awesome that we can be connected through your mobile device. Text Big Truth, that's one word, to 909-500-4495. And it will be absolutely free unless your provider charges you for text messaging and data fees. Till next time, be sure to share this with someone else, please. And thank you. God bless you and live Big Truth.
Introducing the Deep Leadership Podcast. Leadership is a people business. That's the philosophy of your podcast host, John Rennie. As a former submarine officer who spent 22 years leading businesses in corporate America before starting his own manufacturing business, he knows that leadership matters. Leadership matters. Deep Leadership is real-world, actionable leadership advice from John and his expert guests. Become a leader worth following. Subscribe today. Electric Acid.